It is right now time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy, the co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. I hope that the beautiful weather that we're getting here continues in your part of New England.
It's beautiful there now today, right?
Yeah. Anyway, today I want to discuss a not terribly lovely topic.
Okay.
The topic of bulimia, which if anybody has watched any episode, well, not any, but some of the episodes of The Crown, I think fourth season of the life and times of Queen Elizabeth II on Netflix, you will have been exposed to scenes of Princess Di both binging and purging in a typical fashion for anybody who has bulimia. Bulimia is an eating disorder that is characterized by somebody consuming not just a lot, but excessive amounts of food in a very short period of time, and then very quickly, if possible, thereafter, purging, which means in stark terms, throwing up, basically. Or sometimes for people who are called exercise bulimics, exercising in a frantic way until they feel they have worked off all the calories that the food was bringing into their stomach. And we see her doing this as a result of her very unfortunate relationship with her husband before they get married. You see, early on in the program, she has lunch with the woman who is her husband-to-be's mistress, Camilla, and when she learns some very unpleasant information about Camilla and Charles' relationship, you see her gobbling dessert at this lunch, and then you see her a few minutes, well, maybe an hour or so later, back in her palace throwing up. And the information that is presented to the show is accurate, and if you go and look at any of the descriptions of why people engage in bulimia, you see that the kinds of behavior that she was showing, which is anxiety and depression and helplessness and frustration, feeling that there's no escape, are very typical of some of the feelings that really propel people into eating a great deal of food. And then because they don't want to gain weight, and this is also part of her own scenario, her remark by her husband-to-be or husband at that point that she's getting a little chubby, or the adulation of the public that she has this perfect figure, beautiful face, etc., makes her realize that she absolutely cannot gain any weight. She has to be extremely fit and look not just normal but actually thin. And so how can she possibly keep that food inside her body because it may cause her to gain weight? So, of course, she throws up. And this is very typical of people who have bulimia. So all of this has been known for many years. And one of the things that Princess Di did was bring it to public attention, although she kept it secret for a long, long time, I don't know, 15 years or so. The problem is when you look at what is understood about bulimia, there really isn't anything that makes really any sense. There are therapies. There's talk therapy. There is, sometimes antidepressants. There are people who think that bulimia is sort of an obsessive-compulsive disorder. And, just like somebody who has a phobia about, I don't know, heights or snakes or flying on an airplane, and are exposed in a very stepwise fashion to the situation that provokes the phobia, provokes the panic attack. People who have bulimia sometimes are forced to eat, well, not forced to eat, but they're told to eat a certain amount of food that they really fear being in their bodies, and then they're prevented from throwing up. And, the result is, look, see, it didn't do any harm to you, you're fine, so you can eat again tomorrow and not throw up. Whether that works or not is sort of dubious. But despite all of these various therapies, and you go online, you'll see all sorts of inpatient, outpatient programs for this, no one really understands why. Why are people compelled to eat gigantic amounts of food? I mean, I'm not talking about, what we might do sometimes, which is a mindless eating, start eating a bag of potato chips and realize we've eaten half the bag, or start munching on some cookie crumbs and realize we're eating the whole cookie instead, or seeing a leftover pie, let's say, after Thanksgiving in the refrigerator and sort of eating half the pie rather than maybe another slice. Many people do that, and they don't respond by eating much more to fill their stomachs up so they can't put another bite in. I had a close friend for years who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, and she had bulimia over a period of about 10 years, starting when she was in college, and then for about 5 or 6 years beyond that. And her other friends used to say to her, but after she had stopped, why did you do it? I don't know, she said. I was hungry. But she wasn't hungry. Nobody who eats gigantic amounts of food is eating because they still are hungry. But that was the only explanation she could give. And we knew why she threw up, because she really had this desire to stay thin. But every time something happened, and it wasn't exactly what was happening, she would go home to her alone, and she would binge. I had a weight loss client who needed to binge and throw up every single weekend. Again, I dealt with I really wasn't very effective, how to stop her from doing this, but we could never get at why this is propelling her to throw so much food in her stomach. And that is what is simply not understood. I thought, well, maybe if people actually who are bulimic ate a small amount, of course they won't because they're eating so quickly, and maybe, it was actually digested because what they're eating, carbohydrates, they're not binging on kale and spinach and bean sprouts. Maybe it's because they're seeking a way of increasing serotonin to make themselves feel better. So if they actually kept the food down, maybe there would be more serotonin and they would be able to not continue on with their binge. But I've never seen anybody try that technique or try that way of handling it and saying, okay, just have something that's going to increase serotonin or take a drug that increases serotonin. Maybe you won't binge, maybe, and throw up. And perhaps to some extent that works. But again, it's just an area that is just filled with this fog of misinformation. And Diane, seeing it on the crown just brings it all to the fore again.
And by the way, as everyone knows, with a disease like that, the made-for-TV version is quite different. is there any? We've got a very limited amount of time, but bulimia's cousin, anorexia, is another.
Right.
Should also be considered. You have to understand, quote, how that works to. Understand
Absolutely.
Bulimia as well.
And let me just say very quickly that one of the dirty little secrets of recovery from anorexia is bulimia.
Right. So,
yeah.
Better you than me because you're the doctor. All right. I think we should have a to be continued on this one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy right here on Thursday mornings on Robin Hood Radio and on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.